Phillies looking to avoid a three-game sweep against the Astros. That's former Phil Ken Giles and his boombox, which were popular in the 80s. Giles was born in 1990, and now you feel old. Aaron Nola's not old, though.
No score in the ball game. The 2-2 pitch to Altuve. Spins him around, swings through that one. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, got him. Strike three. Fifth strikeout. Here's the fastball, gets him swinging. The helmet almost flew off of Reddick as he tried to get to that one. It's a 1-2-3 inning. He strikes out all three. He struck out four in a row now in the ball game. Nola, as we played 2.5. And fielder's back with Rupp at the plate. The pitch. Fastball, and that's popped to right center. Hit pretty well. Backing up is Reddick. Looking up, and that is gone. Four rows deep to right center field, and Rupp unties this ball game. It's 2-0.
Here's the 1-0. And that's hit high in the air and deep to left field down the line. Beltran going back, and that ball is gone. A two-run home run for Michael Franco, able to wrap that around the foul pole. And the Phillies now lead it 5-0 on Franco's 15th homer of the year.
I can't believe he got that ball out. It was a hanging slider. It was high. It was in his eyes. And he chopped at it and kept it fair down the line. I'm not sure I've seen a pitch like that hit that far before.
3-2. And that's lifted in the short left field. Racing in is Beltran, unable to get it. Williams scores. Altair around third. He will score. Into second base with a two-run double is Tommy Joseph. And that's a 7-0 lead for Philadelphia.
Double of two RBIs. Just landing in front of a great effort by Beltran coming in for it. Got underneath his glove, then skipped by Fisher.
The 1-0. And that's drilled deep to left center field. It sends back Fisher, and that ball is gone. Second home run of the game for Cameron Rupp. Both of them have been two-run shots, and this one puts the Phillies up 9-0.
Even the runaway Astros will have games like this. They fell to the last-place Phillies on Wednesday by a 9-0 final. Here is Houston skipper A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a good night for us. And it really started with their starting pitcher. Nola did a good job of throwing his fastballs in two different areas. His breaking ball was pretty good. Threw a mix in a couple changeups. So just a good night for him and off night for us.
How about Feliz, coming in and fifth inning game still tight right there, and they just teed off on him right away?
Yeah, no, they got some fastballs to hit. That part of the order can hit some fastballs if they're not located. And obviously they got a little bit contagious. They got a couple hits in a row, hit the ball pretty hard. We didn't keep the ball in the ballpark there. So obviously the we were a little strapped in the bullpen with how we could use our guys. But like I said, an off night.
What did you tell Michael on the mound visit?
I just had something to say to him about what I wanted him to do in terms of competing.
About Mike tonight, just not very efficient. I don't know, 102 pitches through four, but what'd you think of his effort?
Yeah, he battled. He was a little bit wild and around in different areas. He couldn't land his breaking ball. He gave up some two-strike breaking ball hits. He also had some decent two-strike fastballs and changeups. So he was really mixing, trying to find the right rhythm, trying to find the right combo. He escaped most of it till the fourth, and then obviously his pitch count was so high and he had to battle so long, it was time for him to come out.
The Astros enjoy an off day on Thursday.